friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
Hill and paid the sinner's total bill. Lift up your voice and sing. Jesus swept the dead away and left us not a cent to pay. Lift up your voice and sing. Aren't you glad that here is true? He paid it all, there's nothing new. There's nothing we can bring to help you pay the price for sin. Our debt is clear, we're free, so then just lift up your voice and sing.
He made the water wine, he healed the dumb and blind. Lift up your voice and sing. He conquered leprosy, he calmed the troubled sea. Lift up your voice and sing. At Golgotha, place of the skull, he did the miracle that took away death's sting. He died to pray for sin, but glory, he rose again. Lift up your voice and sing.
Jesus went to Calvary's hill and paid the sinner's total bill. Lift up your voice and sing. Jesus swept the dead away and left us not a cent to pay. Lift up your voice and sing. Aren't you glad that here it's true? He paid it all, there's nothing new, there's nothing we can bring to help to pay the price for sin. Our debt is clear, we're free, so then just lift up your voice and sing.
Someday, we don't know when, he's coming back again. Lift up your voice and sing. Coming to claim his own, coming to take him home. Lift up your voice and sing.
That glorified band will be singing his majesty, making the heavens ring,
telling the graves goodbye, meeting him in the sky.
Lift up your voice and sing. Jesus went to Calvary's hill and paid the sinner's total bill. Lift up your voice and sing. Jesus swept the dead away and left us not a cent to pay. Lift up your voice and sing. Aren't you glad that here it's true? He paid it all, there's nothing new. There's nothing we can bring to help to pay the price for sin. Our debt is clear, we're free, so then just lift up your voice and sing. He paid the total price for sin. Our debt is clear, we're free, so then just lift up your voice and sing.
Our friend Terry Smith from Nashville starting the program today. Lift Up Your Voice and Sing is from a CD of the same title. Terry issued that in 2012. Terry wrote all 14 songs on that album. Unfortunately, Terry Smith passed on January the 21st, 2025. He was 80 years old. Johnny Cash gave Terry his big break as a songwriter when he recorded Terry's Far Side Banks of Jordan in the 1970s. Johnny and June closed their concerts with Far Side Banks for decades. We lost a great performer and songwriter when Terry Smith passed. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. And some of my guests today will be Johnny Paycheck, Stonewall Jackson, George Jones, Larry Sparks, Leanne Rimes, Carl Smith, the Leuven Brothers, Waylon Jennings, Rhonda Vincent, Mac Wiseman, Johnny Burke, Emmylou Harris, myself, along with the Old Village Choir. Johnny Burke is next, a member of the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame and the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame. Born Jean-Paul Bourque, he came from Rosaireville, New Brunswick, a fixture of the Horseshoe Tavern, where Johnny and his band Back, Loretta Lynn, Waylon Jennings, and an unending list of Nashville acts. I Can't Even Do Wrong Right was a number one song for Johnny here in Canada, and Wild Honey from 1977 was his signature song. He was often praised for his authentic vocals. Not really a gospel song, but Judge My Soul Again can make us think. And friends, here's Johnny Burke.
She knelt by the bed, held his cold, trembling hand. He whispered to her softly, "Sweetheart, this is the end. I'll be waiting for you, darling. You just take your time. And if I go to heaven, I'll thank God he made you mine. Now if I'm up in heaven, when you come to the gate, just suppose the Lord should tell you that you helped you away. Yes, if you come up to heaven and they wouldn't let you in, I'd get down on my knees and I'd pray, please judge my soul again. No, I just don't wanna be here, Lord, if you can't let her in. So I'm on my knees and I'm praying, Lord, please judge my soul again. Perhaps I've your love has no end, but I just don't want to be here, Lord, if I can't see her again. So if she comes up to heaven and you can't let her in, I'd get down on my knees and I'd pray, Lord, please judge my soul again. No, I just don't want to be here, Lord, if you can't let her in. So I'm on my knees and I'm praying, Lord, please judge my soul. Perhaps at the last moment you overlooked some little sin. So I'm on my knees and I'm praying, Lord, please judge my soul again.
The Old Village Choir with Gene McClellan's Put Your Hand in the Hand. Ann Murray was the first to record it in 1970. And then in 1971, a Canadian band called Ocean placed it at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Top 100. It appeared on 21 charts for Ocean. The band received mail from religious figures like Billy Graham and the Bishop of Toronto. The song made it into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2006. Judge My Soul was Johnny Burke. Johnny passed on September the 21st, 2017, at 77. Larry Sparks is next, and you can find a video of I Don't Regret a Mile on YouTube. He also put it on his 2008 Sparks Music CD of the same name. If you're a bluegrass fan, then you know that Larry Sparks started his bluegrass career at the top of his profession when he worked for Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys in the late 1960s. He went on to form his own band, the Lonesome Ramblers, as well as his own style, and Larry would become known as the most soulful voice in bluegrass. At 78, he's still recording and making personal appearances. Larry Sparks will sing I Don't Regret a Mile. And from Larry Sparks, we go to the great Mack Wiseman. And Mack has one for us titled Just Over in the Glory Land.
I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've dreamed many dreams, seen them vanish at dawn. But enough dreams came true, Lord, that it keeps me dreaming on. I've prayed many prayers for the answer, waited long. You've answered enough prayers, Lord, that it keeps me praying on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've had many friends, they've left me one by one. But enough friends were true, Lord, that it keeps me trusting on. I've gone many days in my heart without a song. You've blessed me so many times, Lord, that it keeps me singing on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land. I am on my way to those mansions fair, just over in the glory land. There to sing God's praise and His glory share, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I stand. Just over in the glory land.
Two music greats, Mac Wiseman, the voice with a heart, and one of the kings of bluegrass, Larry Sparks. And did you know, in his infancy, Mac had a bout with polio? It left him with a disabled leg, and while recovering from one of his corrective surgeries, he began learning to play guitar. He studied radio and worked reading the news and spinning records. He performed in groups with Molly O'Day, Flattin' Scruggs, and Bill Monroe, and Mac recorded both country and bluegrass. I first heard of Mac around the late 1960s when I held one of his Dot recording albums in my hands. And did you know he managed Wheeling, West Virginia's WWVA Jamboree for 4 years, from 1966 to 1970. Mac is an inductee of the International Bluegrass Music Association Hall of Fame in 1993 and the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2014. Larry Sparks became a Bluegrass Hall of Famer in 2015. Waylon Jennings is next. He passed on February the 13th, 2002, at the age of 64. Born in Littlefield, Texas, he died in Chandler, Arizona. 87 charted singles, 16 number one hits, and this is amazing, 51 were top 10 records. Waylon was father to 7 children, and in 2025, his son Shooter released a new Waylon album, and it's titled Songbird. His 47th album was released to great acclaim by his fans, appearing on all the country music charts. Son Shooter revealed there's enough for 2 more album releases. Friends, here's Waylon Jennings with Sunday Morning Coming Down, and then we'll go to the possum, George Jones, with My Cup Runneth Over.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. my face and comb my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I'd smoked my brain the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd have been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. Then it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. Nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds on the sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy where the life of a little girl that he was swinging. Then I stopped beside a Sunday school, listened to the songs that they were singing. I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. Then it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dream of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as a sound the sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.
Loves me.
My future.
to make it complete. Down life's every pathway, he's walking with me. My cup running over from sin, I am free. My Jesus saved me.
George Jones with My Cup Runneth Over, and that's from his Homecoming in Heaven album, and Waylon Jennings with a live version of a Kris Kristofferson song, Sunday Morning Coming Down, when he was a member of the Highwaymen, which included Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson. Waylon also recorded it for the U.S. Navy Public Service Radio on October the 19th, 1970. Stonewall Jackson is his real name, a descendant of General Stonewall Jackson. He was the first artist to sing on the Opry before making a record. His chart success years were 1958 to 1965. Those were his hit years. Songs like Life to Go, Waterloo, Why I'm Walking, Leona, BJ the DJ, Don't Be Angry, I Washed My Hands in Muddy Water, Help Stamp Out Loneliness, Me and You, and A Dog Named Boo. In all, 44 charted songs. And from his 1969 album, The Old Country Church, I'll Play Kneel at the Cross. And then from Stonewall Jackson, It's Just Suppose by Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers. The brothers released this on a 45 in 1959 for the Capitol Record folks. And when I first picked up a guitar in 1963, Stonewall Jackson dominated the country airwaves.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. Oh, come while he waits for you. Listen to his voice, leave with him your care, and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross, there's room for all who would his glory share. Bliss their way, harm can never befall those who are anchored there. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross, give your idols up, look unto realms above. Turn not away to life's sparkling cup, trust only in his love. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there.
Suppose you could change eyes with God for just 1 hour, and look upon this world and know of all its shame. Could you accept the great number of excuses that's made each Sunday morning when the church bells ring?
We have news commentators and preachers who visit all parts of the earth telling of world situations. Newspapers carry stories of many problems yet unsolved. But our greatest problem seems to be traveling the short distance from our homes to the church. Everyone who does not attend has an excuse. And if you're among those who made an excuse last Sunday morning, let's hope that God will accept it. For just suppose that you've turned down your last opportunity to visit with His people.
Suppose you could change eyes with God for just 1 hour and look upon this world and know of all its shame. Could you accept the great number of excuses that's made each Sunday morning when the church bells ring?
Just suppose that you're the mother of a young baby and you don't go to church. And your excuse is the baby would cry and embarrass you in the congregation and possibly irritate the preacher. Well, just suppose God should see fit to take away your excuse. Oh, you might hear a few complaints from those around you, and some may even wish that you would leave. But that little baby's cry won't irritate God. No, not in the least.
Suppose you could change eyes with God for just 1 hour and look upon this world and know of all its shame. Could you accept the great number of excuses that's made each Sunday morning when the church bells ring?
The Leuven brothers, Charlie and Ira, wrote Just Suppose. Stonewall Jackson made it to 89. He left us on December the 4th, 2021. His last public performance was at the funeral of his longtime friend, George Jones, in April of 2013. The Leuven brothers, were they country or bluegrass? I think they both had one foot on each side of the line. Their vocals were perfectly suited for bluegrass, but they recorded with electric instruments. They split in 1963 and embarked on solo careers. They were one of the most influential harmony duets in all of country music. Ira and his wife Ann were killed in a car crash in 1965, and Charlie had a successful career in country music. Charlie's country music career started out big. In 1964, a number 4 hit, I Don't Love You Anymore, and then in 1965, See the Big Man Cry, a number 7 hit. And boy, do I remember those. Me and my brother Dig used to sing those songs, and as it turned out, those would be Charlie Leuven's biggest hits. Emmylou Harris is next, and how does one describe her? Folk, country, country rock, a trailblazer? April the 7th, this year, 2026, she'll be 79. From May to September this year, she's embarking on her European farewell tour. All stops are already sold out. The majority of female artists who rose to fame in the 1980s and 90s cited her as their primary influence. Inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008, she brought millions of young country music fans into the country music fold. She provided common ground for country and rock audiences as well. I purchased Emmylou's bluegrass gospel album, Angel Band, when it came out in 1987. My selection by Emmylou is one titled, When He Calls, written by Paul Kennerly. And the queen of bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent, follows Emmylou with one titled, Where No Cabins Fall.
When darkness fills a valley, fear and dread strike deep within us, but our burden soon will be lifted when these old bones turn to dust. When He calls, I'm gonna live with Jesus. no more earthly barrow, for he will carry me home.
I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
As my mind wanders back to that quaint little shack where in childhood there with mother and dad, we were happy and glad, as well the sweet moments away. We would all kneel in prayer and in reverence there, we would praise the Redeemer on high. Now in sadness I find, oh, that old home of mine, and I long for that mother's love. I'd like to go back to the great the circle will never more be, but some glad happy days.
Where No Cabins Fall, bluegrass great Rhonda Vincent. She released that in 2000 on her album Back Home Again, and then again on a live version on a 2012 album. Emmylou Harris there with When He Calls. She comes from Birmingham, Alabama. In 1977, she married Brian Ahern at his Halifax, Nova Scotia home. They divorced in 1984, and they had one daughter together. Rhonda recorded and sang country music for a number of years with little success. And you just heard two of the biggest ladies in their genre of music. Rhonda became a Grand Ole Opry member on the 24th of March in 2020. Emmylou Harris became a member of Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. Just dozens and dozens of awards for these two ladies. Rhonda Vincent is 63, Emmylou 15 years older. So Rhonda will have a truckload more of awards in another 15 years. Okay, now on to my next lady, Margaret Leanne Rimes from Jackson, Mississippi, who is 43 years old. Bill Mack, a famous country music disc jockey, wrote a song called Blue for Patsy Cline. Apparently, Patsy intended to record Blue, but due to her untimely death, Bill shelved the song for 30 years, waiting for the right singer to come along. According to Rhymes, the record company accidentally released the version she recorded when she was 11 years old. It peaked at number 10 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs. The album sold 123,000 copies in its very first week. It led to her first Grammy Award, and like Dolly Parton, Rhymes had more to offer. She crossed over into pop music very successfully, back to country, and then to contemporary Christian music. She has an acting career as well. She recently joined the cast of 9/11 Nashville as Dixie Bennings. And we definitely need an 18-wheeler to haul all the awards of Leanne Rimes, Rhonda Vincent, and Emmylou Harris. I mentioned the writer of Blue was Bill Mack. He also wrote Clinging to a Saving Hand. Connie Smith would be the first to record it in 1970, and here is Leanne Rimes' version.
Sleepy time.
Leanne Rimes with a great version of Clinging to a Saving Hand. One of the Grand Ole Opry greats is next. Carl Smith became a Hall of Fame member in 2003. He passed on January the 16th, 2010, at 82. Cass Walker in Knoxville gave Carl his first radio work in 1944. A demo of Carl's vocals was sent to Don Law of Columbia Records. Jack Strapp, program director of Nashville radio station WSM, gave Carl a six-day-a-week morning show with Grand Ole Opry appearances every 3 weeks. On May the 5th, 1950, Carl was signed to a Columbia recording contract. Hank Williams gave Carl a couple of songs, Me and My Broken Heart and There's Nothing as Sweet as My Baby. The hit started in 1951, Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way, When You Feel You're in Love, Don't Just Stand There, Are You Teasing Me, Hey Joe, Loose Talk. Those were his number ones. And from his 93 charted songs, 30 were top 10 records. His first 21 releases were hits in succession. Columbia released a 45 in 1956, one called Answers. A year later, it appeared on an album called Sunday Down South with the Carl Smith Trio. Velma Smith added her vocals. She was the wife of Carl's manager, Hal Smith. Hal Smith is also on the recording. Roy Husky Jr. played stand-up bass, and Carl's mother-in-law, Maybelle Carter, played the auto harp. And friends, here's Carl Smith. This one is called Answers.
Listen, my Lord, to this plea of mine. There are some answers I've been wanting to find. They say there are two ways that we all may go. One leads to paradise, other below. The bright lights I see mark the road I should take. Are they only false signs? Tell me before it's too late. Like all of your children, I'm a babe in your arms. Guide every step I take, as I know Satan's charm. I go to dances, take a drink now and then. I know it's not right, but is it really a sin? Give me the answers which I've waited so long. Show me the right way, tell me the wrong. The bright lights I see mark the road I should take. Are they only false signs? Tell me for it's too late. Like all of your children, I'm a babe in your arms. Guide every step I take, lest I know Satan's charm.
The Carl Smith Trio with a selection called Answers. Friends, another great artist who left us in the month of February was Johnny Paycheck. He passed on the 19th of February, 2003, at 64. Donald Eugene Little was his birth name. Born in Greenfield, Ohio, 6 years old when he started playing the guitar. And at 9, he was winning talent shows. At 15, he was playing professionally, riding the rails as a drifter, known as the Ohio Kid. Eventually, he made his way to Nashville, and he worked with Porter Wagoner, Ray Price, Aaron Young, and George Jones. In 1959, he made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry. He sang harmony on 15 of George Jones' albums, including songs like The Race Is On, Love Bug, and Once You've Had the Best. He charted some good songs in the 1960s, A11, The Lovin' Machine, Apartment Number 9, Jukebox Charlie, and Paycheck Became Addicted to Heroin. In 1971, Billy Sherrill offered to work with him if he got clean. The hits started coming. Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, Slide Off of Your Satin Sheets, Song and Dance Man, and in 1971, he transitioned to outlaw country. Then the big one, Take This Job and Shove It, was written by David Allan Cole. Paycheck became a notable figure in the outlaw country music movement. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. Johnny Paycheck will close. He recorded Old Time Religion in the late 1960s.
Give me that old time religion. Old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for my mother. Good for my mother. It was good for my mother. And it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. It was good for the prophet Daniel. Good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the prophet Daniel. And it's good enough for me. Tried in the fiery furnace. Tried in the fiery furnace. It was tried in the fiery furnace. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. Good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children. Good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time religion. Old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.